Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Sharon Puvanna in Bengaluru, and today I will talk about Neha Hiremath, a 23-year-old college-going student whose brutal killing has sparked off a political battle in Karnataka ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Pro-Hindu groups have staged protests in Karnataka after Neha was stabbed to death by Fayaz, her acquaintance. Pro-Hindu groups and the Bharatiya Janata Party have termed this as a case of love jihad, fanning the flames even though the mother of the accused has said that he was in a romantic relationship with the woman for about a year, trying to dispel allegations that she was murdered for rejecting his advances. On Sunday, BJP National President JP Nadda met Neha's family at their home in Dharwad in northern Karnataka. Mumtaz, the mother of the 23-year-old college dropout and now the murder accused, Fayaz, told the media on Saturday that her son was in a romantic relationship with Neha, the daughter of Congress's Hubballi Dharwad Municipal Corporation corporator Niranjan Hiremath. The 23-year-old was stabbed to death on Thursday by Fayaz at Hubballi's BVB College. "Both of them were in love. I knew it about a year ago," Mumtaz told reporters. She claimed that it was Neha who first approached Fayaz because he used to do well in bodybuilding competitions. Mumtaz maintained that her son should face the law. The BJP has also cited the incident to corner the Congress government in the state over its handling of law and order. Meanwhile, Neha's father, Niranjan Hiremath, has alleged his daughter was killed because she had rejected Fayaz's advances. He reacted sharply to the public apology by Fayaz's mother, saying that there is no point asking for forgiveness now. Mumtaz also claimed that her son was suffering from depression since dropping out of college, to which Hiremath responded that had the parents of the accused made them aware, they could have kept their daughters safe. "How appropriate is it now to ask for forgiveness?" he asked. Polling in half of Karnataka's 28 Lok Sabha seats is set to take place on 26th April, while the remaining 14 seats go to the polls in the third phase on 7th May. Against this backdrop, several BJP leaders called the incident a result of Congress's appeasement politics. Prahlad Joshi, the union minister and BJP candidate from Hubballi Dharwad, accused the Siddaramaiah-led government of trying to defend such actions. He alleged that the Congress government in the state had tried to support the culprits, protect the accused because it is their vote bank. Prime Minister Narendra Modi too made a reference to the incident while addressing a public meeting in Bengaluru on Saturday. "The Congress, the kind of thinking it is promoting, this is very dangerous. Here, there are attacks on our daughters, bombs are exploding in our markets, there are attacks for listening to bhajans. These are not ordinary incidents," he said. Thank you for listening. For more from The Print, subscribe to The Print /subscribe and do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis.